Side 1, Interview Number 1. This is an interview with Mr. W. McNeil Lowry, former Vice President of the Ford Foundation. The interview takes place the afternoon of October 19th, 1981. The interview is in Mr. Lowry's office on East 48th Street in New York City, and the interviewer is Raymond Daum of the Archives of American Art. Well, first of all, I certainly want to thank you on behalf of the Archives, American Art, for taking the time with me to share your recollections and your present-day comments drawn from a most distinguished career. So I do thank you very much for this opportunity. In the Edgar Wynne quote of yours in the Cleveland Address, 1980, I was fascinated by this particular quote. The real danger is that people may become immune to the confrontation made by a work of art. Can you elaborate on that, just to kick things off today?
Of course, what Vint meant in his context in that Reith lecture in 63 was largely as it affected policies by curators, exhibitors in museums, and only beginning to fall into this growing cliché, which has grown much more in the years since that date, about the difference between the dissemination of art as a philanthropic objective and the actual attempt to support art and the artist on the most professional basis with the aesthetic and art historical and design principles foremost. Vint was talking about the difference between an individual reaction by one person going into a gallery or a museum to a work of art and the tendency, as he said in another part of his lecture, for benevolent societies to take things apart that were together and bring things together that were apart. Which very much describes a great deal of the way contributed funds were used in art museums, mainly by public tax sources originally, but even by private patrons, and most particularly bought as a public objective for corporations when they began to support big exhibits, usually on matching